As millions of Taiwanese voters head to the polls this weekend, a Chinese defector to Australia is at the heart of last-minute interference claims. Partisan allegations are flying back and forth about Wang Licheng, a self-described intelligence operative who previously claimed to have meddled in Taiwan's democracy. From Taipei, here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Taiwan's presidential candidates are making their final push. With less than 48 hours to go, the heavy underdog, a theatrical mayor named Han Guoyu, is rallying the faithful in Taipei. A key figure from his party, Sean Lien, says Mr. Han can revive the economy and win China's trust.
Whether China is going to launch military operation against Taiwan next year, or tomorrow, that's a big question mark. But you still, at the end of the day, you still have to care about the life that you're facing, the difficulty you're facing every day. So do they know China may be a threat? Yeah. But people also know that China may be also present as an opportunity. For Australia, the same thing.
Taiwanese campaigns are big on uniforms, dramatic music and very loud speeches. In the nearby city of Taoyuan, fans of the incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen have much more reason for confidence. She's ahead in the polls and spent her final rallies promising to safeguard the island's democracy and independence from the Chinese Communist Party. It's a theme her foreign minister Joseph Wu keeps repeating. He claims China is behind a mass disinformation campaign, aiming to sway voters to ditch President Tsai and elect her much more Beijing-friendly opponent.
The fake news situation seems to be quite serious, and many people attribute it to a significant part of China's interference in our election. The way we try to deal with it is to come up with explanations or clarifications as soon as we can.
Taiwan's opposition accuses Tsai Ing-wen's government of spreading fake news. Analysts say disinformation is a massive problem for this year's poll. Summer Chen runs a non-partisan fact-checking centre.
When rumours are spread around, they make it harder for society to discuss political topics rationally. People get angry and emotional. It widens the divide between the two major parties and in society.
In the final days of the campaign, an Australian twist. A Chinese defector to Australia named Wang Licheng has re-emerged. He last year claimed he'd run fake news campaigns in Taiwan for a pro-China businessman. Nine newspapers report he's now been offered money by pro-Beijing interests to retract his earlier claims. But a local politician accused of offering the inducement has hit back, saying Mr. Wang was offered money by President Tsai's party to make false statements. If it sounds confusing, it is. And in an election campaign hampered by false claims and dodgy information, few people here know what to believe. This is Bill Birtles in Taipei, reporting for AM.